I guess this is for Longpa. So in the Anapanasati, there's many, many steps. And I guess if you're, you know, in your meditation and greed, anger, delusions coming up, it may not be so easy to just drop it. And I was just wondering, is there space there for investigation to look at the causes and conditions for that greed, anger, and delusion? Is that within the steps somewhere?
That's definitely within the steps. And I mean, it's to a certain degree, it's can be included in that element of the investigating, the experiencing the mental formations. I breathe in, calming the mental formations. I breathe out because it's sort of what's the mind churning about? Being able to calm, to settle, or to make it clear what's happening. So that level of investigation, or the aspect of experiencing the mind, I breathe in, experiencing the mind, I breathe out. Jitta is actually a very broad term. It covers all of our mental experience. So both in terms of feeling and emotion, and mood and thought. So it covers the whole base. So one can be investigating that one, and of course then the calming and settling of the mind. How do I calm it? How do I settle it? How do I, greed, hatred, and delusion are the hindrances are, because part of Anapanasati is you're also working with the hindrances, and you can pull that in at any state, whether you're using the body as a primary focus of the bodily experience or or any other aspect, the lifting up of the investigating of the hindrances and overcoming of the hindrances is a way of both calming the body as well as calming the mental formations as well as calming the mind. So it can be included in all of that. There's scope and avenue for all of it. Just it depend. There's like a, it's just more like a bit more of a, you have different labels that you can be doing things under. And similarly with the last, paying attention to impermanence, paying attention to sort of the whole desire process and cessation of desire, the aspects of relinquishing and letting go. This contemplation is an ongoing. In order for mindfulness of breathing to be successful, one does need to learn how to be curious, investigate, contemplate, apply wise consideration in a skillful way, and then mindfulness of breathing. It's not just sort of slapping mindfulness of breathing on top of one's experience and then obliterating any obstacle. There needs to be some subtlety and the use of investigation is very important.
Yeah, what came to mind too is like Longpa was saying, using the different steps, like the step on contemplating impermanence. It doesn't just mean breathing in, thinking impermanence, breathing out, thinking impermanence. You get creative with it, and you can breathe in, thinking this too shall pass. This too shall pass, or breathing out, this too shall pass. And then that's actually falls under Anapanasati, but it's making it your own practice. Like if you have a lot of defilements coming up, it's like this too shall pass, this too shall pass. And then that's contemplating impermanence. It's not just exactly verbatim what each step is saying in the sutta.
Also something that I think is important to emphasize in working with mindfulness of breathing is that it is not a, it's not a linear practice. I mean, you don't have to start with steps.